Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Four after the hour now. Wow, look at this list. Music in the focus here, the usual spot in each hour where we have a little fun and get a little knowledge about some important musical figure or figures. In this circumstance, Michael Jackson tops a list of high-earning dead people. Dead celebrities. Good Lord, I've forgotten it's been 7 years since he died. Wow. Jackson is the highest earning dead celebrity. His estate made $825 million last year. Whoa. The rest of the people on the list aren't even close. Can you imagine that? $825 million. His estate made last year. Wow. All right, so we look at the other people who are on this list, what they made. I guess a lot of this comes from Jackson owning the Beatles music catalog.
Yeah, well, that'll do it. Even just for 8 days a week, the movie that you saw,
yeah,
probably his estate. Well, oh, I think he sold the rights now, right? In 2000? Yeah, in March of this year, he actually sold his remaining half of the Sony Beatles catalog.
Yeah.
But everything that they've done up until, you know, March of this year, he made money off, or his estate made money off. It's incredible.
Yeah. It's quite a story. Okay, let's see who else, just for the heck of it, is on this list. At number two, let's see here, Charles Schulz, who is the Peanuts creator.
That's
been
very
dead
surprising.
Since 2000, earned $48 million. Arnold Palmer, who just died, made $40 million. Man, imagine that, playing golf and being related to just golf stuff and his advertising.
Yeah, well, they open restaurants and pro shops in his name and airports and stuff. Yeah. So, yeah,
plus all the money he makes, all the money he makes on all those Arnold Palmer drinks. That's big time stuff. All right, Elvis, number four, $27 million last year. He'd been dead since 1977, but still, he and his wife, former wife, and his daughter split that.
The craziest thing to me is that there are people on this list who have been dead for more than 30 years.
Bob, look at Bob Marley's on here. He died in 1981. His family got $21 million. Prince's family got $25 million since he's died. Dr. Seuss. Right? Dr. Seuss books, $20 million. He's been dead since 91.
Yeah, and you know, so many kids still read Dr. Seuss books, and there's so many in print. I'm surprised it's only $20 million, really.
Yeah.
I would have thought that would have been up, you know, closer to the Peanuts group.
Interesting. John Lennon's family got $12 million in his estate. He's been dead for, 25, 26, 36 years. Dead in 1980. Albert Einstein's family made $11.5 million.
Okay, now what is Albert Einstein still making money on? That's a little confusing. Except coffee mugs and T-shirts where his image appears.
Books, and he's very, very prominent in inventing things and creating things that his family put trademarks on. David Bowie died last year. $10 million. His family got. Steve McQueen's family got $9 million. Elizabeth Taylor's family got $8 million. In the dead celebrity category. So imagine Jackson, $825 million.
That's crazy.
Jesus, that's something else. 28 minutes after the hour here.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn. Do you ever feel like you're being pulled in all directions? We can learn a lesson from a doll, Stretch Armstrong.
Created in the 1970s, kids loved him instantly. This superhero's limbs could stretch up to 4 times the width of his body.
These days, Stretch is a hit again, with collectors this time. You see, not many dolls survived all that stretching.
How can you avoid stretching yourself too much? Strive to be a hero, not a superhero.
Be honest, you're only human. You only have 24 hours in a day. There's only so much you can do.
Except that you can't have it all. You can't be all things to all people.
It leads to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappylandAudio.com. That's HappylandAudio.com.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This Gold Glove third baseman was solid in the regular season, but shined during the postseason. And he was named the 1998 World Series MVP.
Rocious hits one in the left. Back at the wall. The Yankees have tied it again.
So where is Scott Brocious now? Scott moved from the Yankees' hot corner right into the dugout as an assistant coach at his alma mater, Linfield College in Oregon. In 2008, he became the team's manager and posted a record of 133-49. And he was named Northwestern Conference Coach of the Year 3 times.
There's a lot of life after baseball, and this is really what it's all about, is preparing ourselves for the rest of our lives.
Looks like Scott found his field of dreams. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappylandAudio.com. That's HappylandAudio.com.